And a good morning. Welcome to KMAN's In Focus. I'm Dave Lewis, in for Brandon Peoples, who's on assignment. You may have heard in our newscast earlier this morning that there is a press conference that's being held in Topeka. Stephen McAllister is a U.S. attorney, and there's a press conference there in which there will be details on what basically results from a three-year criminal investigation. And Brandon is on his way to Topeka to report on that story this morning. Education is our theme today from Riley County Schools. Cliff's there. Hi, Cliff Williams.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm in this side of the glass.
Well, hey, and we're proud to be on the other side here with the start of school.
Best
time of the year. There's so much energy around. It's just a buzz. And now you get these 50-degree mornings. You get the fall fever. It's like, hey.
I had to wear long pants today.
What a change.
I know.
Bring it on. I'm ready.
In summertime, you know, we have the ability here to wear shorts during the summertime. But, you know, that ends on, well, Friday. So,
Dave, I thought that usually ended after Labor Day, that you didn't wear.
No, that's not wear white.
Your white shorts anymore.
Yeah. I don't have any white shorts.
Okay. Aloha.
By the way. I wear a lot of flowers, you know, and I, you know, this is timely any time of year. I don't care. My floral shirts. If those were outlawed in the dress code here, I'd have problems.
You know, you're what you call a pace setter, Dave.
Is that what I am?
Yeah, you're a pace setter.
Oh, gee. Thanks. Appreciate that. That's Brady Burton with Blue Valley Randolph Schools. And guys.
Good morning.
Hi. Welcome back.
Thank you.
This is the first time in several months, I think, that we've had both of you in together.
Yeah, it's just.
Well, you know, it's kind of nice, isn't it?
Preferred.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Not that we don't enjoy the one-on-one conversation, but,
sure.
You know, it's great to have both of you in because, you know, you
good
guys got
here.
So much in common.
We do.
And, you know, it's an exciting time of year. School got underway for you guys, what, 2 weeks ago? Has it been 2 weeks almost?
Be 2 weeks Thursday, actually.
Yeah.
Can you believe
that?
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lose track of days. It goes so fast.
It does.
Kind of like when you're retired, I hear every day's.
I've heard those things.
Saturday or Friday or.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what that concept is like, and I doubt that I ever will. Cliff, how are things going so far?
Dave, we are off to a wonderful start. I mean, really, there's just so much energy in our school right now with enthusiasm of the new school year. Our staff comes back refreshed. Of course, the kids, you know, have to worry about that. They're excited to move on to the next year and get it started. And we've got all of our athletic teams and our band. They're firing everything up, ready to go. We actually have fall preview tomorrow night already.
Tomorrow night.
We went a little bit early. They've got a new program in football this year with a jamboree, and we're going to be traveling over to Clay County and Clay Center there and competing with Clay Center and Valley Heights, and it's more kind of a controlled scrimmage. But they're going to do so many plays. I think it's 36 is the limit that they can have. And just get a chance to see somebody different before the first game. So we're going to give it a try and see how it works. And
do you have Clay Center on your regular schedule?
We do not.
Okay.
They are a 3A school, so we would have a chance possibly to see them in the playoffs.
Right.
But kind of neat. And then Valley Heights, you know, we normally get to see them in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the year we do not. So it's kind of fun. And I think the kids are excited about it. And our volleyball team kicks off Saturday already. And cross country is about ready to get going, and so we just have so many fun things going on. And on top of that, we're working on a bond issue. We just got notification from the State Board of Education, which is kind of the final step, that said we're good to go. And so we're continuing to try to educate people about where our needs are, and we're about ready to launch a video on that. Hopefully you don't beat the broadcaster up on that with me touring around, but we just really wanted to kind of show firsthand where all the needs are and those different areas that we're hoping to address.
You know, Cliff, we have like 25 minutes for these two segments, and I think you've run through everything already. So, Brady, what's going on at your place? We're going to have a lot of time, Brady.
You didn't hire Dave to narrate that video for you, Cliff?
Well, I wasn't thinking, Brady.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Well, we're off also to a good start at Blue Valley, Dave, and Cliff was talking about these football showcases, which the Activity Association have started this year, which are real interesting to me as a ex-football coach. But I think you can actually have four schools together if you want. We're going to Axtell tomorrow night for the same thing. And it's Axtell, Blue Valley, Washington, and Lynn. Hmm. And I think you can run 12 plays against each school. I believe that's what it is, but don't quote me on that.
So that's like 60 plays altogether or 72 plays, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I'm not a math man, Dave.
A school superintendent should never say that out loud.
That's why you have good help. But anyway, so we are going there. They actually had our volleyball. We used to do football and volleyball at home on the same night, like the old soap scrimmages. And volleyball actually had a scrimmage last night, and we don't have cross country, so then we all open up a week from Friday. The activities calendar rotates, and it's late this year. Lots of times our first game would be tomorrow night, but it's that Friday after Labor Day, so for all of us. So it's a little bit later.
I bet the players, especially football players, are really enjoying this weather, considering what it typically is in August.
Well, I think so. I don't think they enjoyed Monday and Tuesday of last week, but that's those 2 days that it was like 110 heat index. Mm-hmm. It was their first 2 days of practice. But anyway, we open at home against Mankato next Friday, and then our volleyball has a home opener next Tuesday. And then actually our middle school football and volleyball opens next Thursday, so everything's kind of starting up here next week. And a big day for everybody is next Monday, Dave, September 2nd. We don't have school that day.
Oh, that's the best day of the week.
Yeah, 3-day weekend coming up. So I might mention,
so it's not just the students that get a kick out of having that?
No, it's probably the staff probably enjoys it
as much as anybody.
But we do have 5 new teachers in our district this year that we're happy to have. We have a new 3rd and 4th grade teacher, Chelsea Strota in 3rd grade, Ashley Busing in 4th grade, Nate Holmes is high school social studies, Katie Jones, high school math, and Patricia Howell is a special ed teacher. So we'd like to welcome all of them to Blue Valley. And then probably the biggest thing is enrollment for all of us this time of year. And we were talking off air, I think, before you came out the lobby to get us, but things are still pretty fluid for enrollment. I know a lot of states don't even start school till after Labor Day, so still having people in and out. But right now, our head count's up about 8 students. So,
okay.
But some
of
those,
a pretty good increase for a small district.
It is. That's head count, not FTE. And so, you know, some of your kids, like preschoolers and so on, you only count them as half and so on. But so we'll see. On September 20th is our official count day with the state that we get funded from. So we'll see what we have on the 20th.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if I recall correctly, you were struggling finding math teachers.
We were. Last year, we did not have one. We actually did it. What's called a blended learning program through our service center, which is Greenbush, which we had a live teacher 2 days a week, and then a furnished through Greenbush, and then online for 3 days a week. But we do have a math teacher this year. She's a good one. She was a former employee of ours, started out with us and went to Manhattan, and then has come back this year. So,
good news for you guys.
It is. She's a good addition.
Cliff, at Riley County Schools, how's your faculty shaping up? I know that there's always some transition with teachers.
Yeah, definitely. We had some retirements, some relocations. We had some staff members that moved up in the ranks. And so we have 6 new members to our family over there. And the first one is Corey Hobson, is a first-year teacher, is helping us in English language arts at the high school. Then we picked up 2 fifth grade teachers, Kylie Miller, that came out of Nebraska with about 4 years of experience. Nancy Johnston comes back to us as a fifth grade teacher. She was a para with us before, and has come back to us.
And she was a teacher at Blue Valley last year.
She was, so I might make some enemies here. The other one is Donna Knielsen.
Do I have to get like a little retaining wall between the two?
I might have to.
And make sure you tell them where Donica was at for the last 19 years, I think.
And Donica comes over to us from Blue Valley, so. I thought maybe our school lunch was a little better or something.
And they have an elementary secretary this year new that was at Blue Valley last year.
Okay, so. Cliff, you want to move around the counter over here in the safety zone.
You kind of might see why we had those independent sessions going on there, Dave. I don't know.
Why it was just one of you each time you came in? Yeah, I'm feeling that. You know, and also I thought it was pretty cool that a former Riley County teacher, Cale Catt, is now the principal over at Wamego High School. So he was teaching there when my daughter was a student up at Riley.
Oh, okay.
And so that was a neat thing. I know his time there was before you, but you know, it's kind of nice, you know, to see, you know, some, you know, a lot of these teachers around the area, you know, they transition in and out, and apparently they transition over to your place a lot more though than what they do for Brady.
Well, we're excited about that because not that we're coming from Brady, but, you know, it's just a ongoing challenge right now for
you better not touch
any
him
school
again.
Districts. And but I want to finish my list here. We have a hometown boy that came back to us, Jared Larson, came to us from Gary County Schools, our new assistant principal. And then from the TELEC, which is our special education co-op, we have Callie Taylor that married a local boy. And so we welcome her in the high school SPED department. But back to that topic, just it is very difficult to recruit teachers right now and try to be able to retain them. And so we're excited. These guys brought a lot of energy. We always have a kickoff day for them. And it was pretty evident that they were going to be a fun group to be around. And we had a chance to tour classrooms the other day and just watching them, you know, carve out their trade. They're so good at it, and they're just natural, and it's just fun to be there. And so I'm excited to watch what they bring to Riley County.
Brady, what's the biggest challenge in recruiting teachers for you?
Dave, I think right now the biggest challenge, for a while it was, of course, our state legislature was probably the biggest challenge
in funding.
But last year, now this year, and they have a plan for the next three and increasing funding. So funding is getting back where it should be. But I think it's just a profession in general right now for whatever reason. I don't think, you know, one time it was a real respected profession. And
it still is.
It is, but I don't think sometimes that those that are going into it look at it that way. They look at more the issues of dealing with parents, dealing with kids, and some of the issues out there today. And pay still is an issue.
Yeah.
We gave our biggest raise to teachers. It was around we had about $1,300 to our base for this year. Biggest raise that we've given in the 15 years I had been there, and we're still at a little over $33,000 on our base for a beginning teacher. So a lot of people coming out of college say $33,000, or I can start in a lot of other professions at, you know, 45, 55, 65, you know, and so what do I want to do?
Yeah, it's all about the Benjamin sometimes.
Yeah.
We're going to take our break here in the program. We're visiting today with school superintendents from Riley County, Cliff Williams, and Brady Burton from Blue Valley Randolph. We'll return with some other topics this morning for the two here, and they are amicable so far. We'll be back in a moment on K-Man's In Focus.